here, so just keep
entertain a motion to come out of executive session to regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Cole. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
We have motion carried. We're now back into regular session. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
There was one item that does need attention, Mr. President. There were discussions concerning land acquisition, and I believe it would be appropriate for there to be a motion to authorize the administrator and staff to negotiate and enter into a contract and proceed to closing for a parcel of land identified for our purposes as 2015-4.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now it's time for a public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberation. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the podium and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the podium. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing we have today, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2060, filed on behalf of Shelby Trucking and Construction Company. Janelle?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a heavy equipment storage, trucking, and construction business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.983 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of Hudson Road, approximately 2,100 feet south of Lynch Road. The 911 address is 37268 Hudson Road, Selbyville, and the tax map is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 160. The application was filed in May 20th of this year. Staff was awaiting comments that were received from DLDOT on August 31st of this year, and the applicant provided an exhibit booklet This was updated last week for the county council's consideration. And then a public hearing was held on October, sorry, 17th of this year before the Planning and Zoning Commission. Staff notes that they did receive a letter from Stephen Sheila Long. They didn't voice any opposition. They just had concerns about hours of operation and hopefully no Sunday hours, just so they could have some, enjoy the outdoors and be with their family. Staff also noted that Mr. Clark with Land Tech and Land Planning was present at the application and represented the application. And that there were no parties there in support of or in opposition to the application. And at the conclusion of the public hearing before County Council, Mr. Hudson did move that the commission recommend approval of the conditional use for the heavy equipment, storage, trucking, and construction business for seven reasons with six conditions. If you'd like, I could read them into the record. And that motion was approved unanimously. 4-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Clark.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jeff Clark. I'm a landscape architect with the firm of Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View, Delaware, representing Selby Trucking Construction Company, Incorporated. The owner of Shelby Trucking is Mrs. Lisa Gray, here with her husband, Tim. A booklet was prepared and submitted, and I'll be referring to that as I go through this brief presentation. And as Janelle stated, the conditional use request is to allow the continuation of a non-conforming business commercial land use that has been in continuous operation for more than 50 years on the same property, and a copy of that application is found in tab one of the booklet. Later in the presentation, I'll describe in some detail what Shelby Trucking Business, what they do, and historic land uses there. This first slide is really the copy of the boundary survey and existing condition site plan. This illustrates the site where the conditional use is proposed. And actually, it's in relation to other lands that that are owned by the applicant. Now, this,
You may need to be in the full presentation to use the pointer.
Anyway, in the lower right-hand corner is the actual site of the application. In fact, the next slide shows the blow-up of that. This shows the existing business, office storage buildings, parking, outdoor material storage, and residence on the parcel 160, which is the subject of the application. It's about 7 acres in size. And as read earlier, that this project is located on the west side of Hudson Road. It's about 500 feet north of West Line Road. Property is currently owned by Lisa Gray, the daughter of the late Darrell Hitchens, who operated Hitchens Brothers Trucking Company, a construction company, and its successor, which is now Shelby Trucking Company, and by will left that business operation and the equipment to his daughter. Most of you would know Darrell Hitchens by his nickname, Boogie Hitchens. This is an aerial view of the property. You see in all the improvements that are there. And let me give you some background about the actual application that we went through before we got here today. And the conditional use in this particular case did not require plus review, but the owner voluntarily submitted an application. And in June of this year, or actually June of 2015, we met the agency planners, and that plus report response is found in tab 7 of the book. Plus report noted that that the site is located in investment level 2 on the state strategies map. And level 2, as you know, is an area where growth is anticipated by both local, county, and state planners in the near-term future. Plus report also noted that DLDOT's required to comment on the need for traffic impact study. Tab 5 in the book then is a request for a service level evaluation. Tab 9, following that then, is the support facilities report, where DLDOT said there is no need to require perform a TIS. He also noted that Hudson Road, which is which serves this property, is at level of service B, both with and without the business. The State Historic Preservation Office noted there are no known archaeological sites or National Register listed properties on the parcel. Fire Marshal's Office in that PLUS report noted that the property is served by an on-site well and that the fire protection requirements would apply for a well for any new construction. While it's not part of the PLUS report, we did receive a notification from Denrick that an industrial stormwater discharge permit may be required. We then contacted the agency. They visited the site, and after we had them look at the site in some detail, it was determined that it was not an NMPDES permit required. Here's a copy or an excerpt from the Sussex County zoning map. The green area is the actual applicant's property. The gray shading is the town of Selbyville, the corporate boundaries of the town. I'll give you some sense of where this is in relation to the town boundaries. And then the an excerpt from the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The pink color here then designates, in the future land use plan, designates the town center area, which again is shown on your master plan. So, as I stated earlier, I the district for continuation of historic various uses on the property. Those uses have been carried on by Hitchens Brothers Trucking Construction and a successor on the site for many years. It included a site construction company with heavy equipment, and that of course included pans, graders, bulldozers, backhoes, skidders, loaders, dump trucks, tractors, all of that operating 7 days a week. And also included were over-the-road trucking company with 18-wheel trailers, refrigerated cold storage trailers, dump trailers, flatbed trailers. There was also storage, sale, and delivery of construction materials, including crushed stone, clamshells, fill dirt, sand, mulch, asphalt millings, crushed concrete, topsoil, brick, cement block, landscape, timbers, and lumber, and also heavy equipment leasing and storage, including trucks and trailers, and also leasing weather-enclosed rental storage space and parking areas for construction equipment, vehicles. There's also a provision, has been over the years, provision for equipment and vehicle repair and maintenance, and also an operation, an office for operation of various business enterprises. So if you visited the site, which I know you generally do try to visit the site ahead of an application, you already know that the office and the entire property is extremely neat and tidy, and the business is situated on the same site as the Hitchens home place. Again, it's also very, very tidy. The proposed conditional use will not change the use of the site and is, in our opinion, is in character with the nature of the area and not adversely affecting neighboring and adjacent properties because the land uses have been in operation for more than 50 years. The conditional use is consistent with the Sussex comprehensive plan since it's in an area where this historic use has been encouraged. The conditional use also meets the purposes of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. In tab 10 of your book, we have a listing of the proposed findings of fact, and as Janelle said, there were seven conditions. I will read those to you real quickly. The conditions that were placed on the application by some by the owner, some by the Planning Commission. Number one, all maintenance shall be performed inside buildings with appropriate disposal of the fluids and other waste materials. Number two, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Number three, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from view from neighboring or of neighboring properties or roadways. And the next two conditions, when we first submitted our application, we had the hours of operation for the business transposed with the hours of operation for the office. I'd like to read those into the record correctly this time. And those are the hours of operation for the trucking office are Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, 9 to 5. Heavy equipment hours of operation are from 6 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. During storm events, hours may be extended. The final site plan is subject to review and approval by the Sussex Planning and Zoning Commission. And the last condition, number 7, the applicant shall comply with all rules, regulations, statutes, ordinances, and license requirements governing the businesses that are conducted on the property. So, gentlemen, that concludes my presentation. Be happy to answer any questions you have of me or Mrs. Gray.
Questions of council?
Mr. Clark, I had one question. When you read the hours of operation of the trucking office, I believe you had said Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Is that correct? Because what was recommended by planning and zoning was 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's correct. We had in our booklet to them and in our testimony to them, we had transposed the hours of the office and the construction business. And so what I just read you was a reversal of that, where the trucking office hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays 9 to 5.
And Sundays 9 to 5, the heavy equipment hours of operation.
That would be, we propose 6 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with Sunday not to 5.
Yeah, so okay. We need to make a change.
So if council desired, we could make those changes. It would need to be an amendment if we did desire, because what he read was different than the recommendation.
Correct.
Now, are the hours of operation for the trucking and the heavy equipment the same?
No, they're not.
No.
They're not. How much difference is
it? Well, the office is not open as long. They open later in the day and close earlier in the day.
Sure.
And if you know about the trucking business,
If they don't want to open, I wouldn't bother me. I'm just saying, why don't we make them all the same? Seems like a difficult thing to enforce if somebody calls up and complains, and we have to send somebody out there. We got to figure it out. So if we could just make them, if the office doesn't want to open up early, that's not my business.
So one proposal at the conclusion of the hearing would be to make the office hours the same hours as the heavy equipment hours.
I mean, I think the heavy equipment hours is what most people are going to be concerned about.
Right.
And if it seems like on a Sunday they have a heavy equipment operating. I mean, what kind of heavy equipment operates on a Sunday on site? Could somebody explain that to me?
Sure, Mrs. Gray can.
When it says heavy equipment.
Hi, my name is Lisa Gray, and sure. I'm the owner of Shelby Trucking Construction Company in Southerville, Delaware. My husband currently and I work full-time, so when mm-hmm. my father passed away, he was running at more traditional hours between Monday through Saturday, right. And then on occasion would work on Sunday. Since he's passed, and we are now running the operation, my husband still works for Worcester County Roads, and mm-hmm. he's a supervisor, so he doesn't get off till 4:30. So it's usually in the evenings that he takes loads, or someone can pick up product on our property in the evening hours. 8 o'clock would be the latest, especially in the time difference in the seasons of the year. Mm-hmm. Sundays would be if we needed to take a load, like we have had. Well, we're a small business. We're competing against McCarthy's, Bunning & Murphy's, M.L. Joseph, that companies. We're offering our customers that availability on a weekend so we can keep Shelby Trucking afloat. So it would be not desired to have to do business on a Sunday, but we do that. It's a lot of times in the summer, spring, in the fall, we also get people from the beach wanting to come up and pick up clamshells, things right on the yard. So it would be a backhoe or a loader that would mm-hmm. load that. Or we would take a truck out. And you would just warm up the truck, the traditional 15, 20 minutes to run a truck, to warm it, load it, and take it out. We're nowhere near the operation that my father did. I mean, my goodness, he had a crate of a stretch in what he did in a day's time compared to me. But, right now we have a six-wheeler dump truck, we have a tandem dump truck triaxle, we have a loader, mm-hmm. And we have a bobcat and a backhoe. And that's traditionally what it is. A lot of it is if you would come up on a Sunday, we would load your trailer, or we would load the six-wheeler and take it out. But we're not talking about extended times
So Sunday at 5 o'clock is...
Would be cut off for us.
For
everything.
Well, I'm trying to suggest again, the hours of operation would make more sense if they were all the same.
It would make it easier for us as well.
Sure.
We would agree.
Mr. Clark, did you have anything else?
I have nothing further.
So just to reaffirm, so
Charlotte?
Clarify one more time what were your preference of the hours?
Well, if we're going to combine them and everything.
If we're going to combine them, yes.
Then the hours of operation would begin at 6 a.m. And they would run through 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sunday, 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you wouldn't work out late when it's already dark, right?
Yes, sir. You know, like right now this time of year, 5:30, we're done. I mean, we have one load this week of concrete Tim took at 5:30 and was back by 6:15. So, you know, it's seasonal. It's very much seasonal. Take opportunity of daylight savings time when it works in our advantage.
You're having to do any changes because you're following that piece of property?
Well,
that you this business, I should say.
It was my father's love. It was his true love and joy to have this company. And he's left this company to us. And it's our legacy to hopefully have my son, who's a high schooler in New High School, hopefully take this over someday. So we're trying to keep that going. And I don't know if Shelby Trucking will grow into the height of what Boogie did in his day and time. But we'd like to ensure we just like to ensure it and do it right. We want to be responsible and then we want to be responsible. Yes. Well, not like that. Not like you did, yes, sir. But the biggest truck we got right now is a triaxle tandem.
You did a great job.
Good job, Robin.
Thank you very much. So, yes, you know, it's the future is unlimited to my son and my daughter, what they want to do. But we just
so why are we getting new? What are we doing? Getting new zoning change?
It's a conditional use.
Conditional use. Yeah, well, I think without speaking out of turn, I think way it was explained to me when we started this process was when Boogie started this, there was no planning and zoning.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Something done 50 years ago, we still have to come back and get a planning zoning change.
Well, we just...
Just going to get the conditional use so it's all legal. If I can come back and complain about them or anything else.
Well, right. That's exactly
your
answer,
Mr. Benson.
Come back 50 years later, my grandchildren...
Yes, Sam, that's correct.
You'll have to come back 50 years and question her. That's right.
Okay. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I'm just wondering why you're here.
Because he's trying to do it the correct way.
It's in their best interest to be here.
We want to do it the right way.
That's right, sir.
Okay, I'm not trying to tell you to do it wrong.
No, we appreciate you asking.
Doesn't understand how we work.
Okay, if there's no other questions from council then, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point, the public hearing is over, and if you desire, we could read the short title.
Public hearing will be closed, and public comments being closed, and
we need to
read the short title, and then you can amend.
Right. Correct.
Can we read the short title, please?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a heavy equipment storage, trucking, and construction business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.983 acres more or less for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through F.
Now then, Mr. Cole, do you choose to
Well, I believe I'd like to amend the hours of operation and combine, I guess, D or just change them.
Yes.
Leave them both the same, but just change the hours to make them the same?
Or it might be easier just to combine them and have it a new D, and the new D would read, hours of operation shall be from, is that 7 a.m.?
6.
6 a.m. I crossed through so many times.
If you read D and say that's for both operations, you're good to go.
Okay. From Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That would be the new D, delete E, and renumber F as E.
That would be my motion, Mr.
Motion
President.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to approve conditions 7A through E as amended.
Well, we need to vote on the amendment first.
You're correct. Okay, yeah, great.
You are leaving the comment about the snow events, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That is correct.
Yep.
It does snow.
Stand corrected. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette, to make the amendment to the conditions. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Bobby, yes, motion carried. Now then, a motion to approve conditions as amended.
Yes. So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes, as they are a staple in a presence in our community along that corridor there, so yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, recommendations of P&Z.
I also vote yes, agree with the conditions and reasons. Motion carried. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Contain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, we're now adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Where's that me is?
You want that?
For your, I know she does.
I know she does. Here's another one.